أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وذروا ما بقي من الربا إن كنتم مؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. We continue with our discussion of the 10th يا أيها الذين آمنوا of the Quran, ayat number 278 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Yesterday we discussed the ayah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the condition of one that deals in interest on the day of Qiyamah, that he will be possessed or he will be resurrected as though he is possessed by the shaitan. In other words, he will be like a mad person. Thereafter we also discussed some of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that speaks about how angered Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is and the consequences of a person that devours interest. Continuing with that verse, a few ayats later, Allah, so a few words later, Allah ta'ala says, يَمْحَكُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَا وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a categoric statement with regards to the realities of interest, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compares it to that of sadaqah. These two are direct opposites. Allah ta'ala says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obliterates, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroys interest, that is the wealth that is acquired through interest, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala multiplies, Allah ta'ala amplifies charity, sadaqat. When we look at these two, we will find that sadaqah, a person gives to the needy from one's own wealth without any return from the recipient. When a person gives sadaqah, there is supposed to be no expectation whatsoever of any return, and a person doesn't ask for the return. In riba, one takes away the wealth of a person in need without giving anything in return. A man lent somebody 100 rand and then he demands 110 rand. He's taking away the 10 rand without anything in return whatsoever. So these two in actual fact are direct opposites. And we discussed the verses before this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about sadaqah, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had set out an economic system for us as Muslims, that we will earn, and from our earnings we will give out, but we will not take anything from anyone in an oppressive manner. Even if it is agreed, we will still not be oppressive and make zulm upon the person. Now when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that Allah ta'ala diminishes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroys interest, outwardly the reality seems to be something else. A man seems to be multiplying his wealth, a man seems to be increasing his wealth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that that wealth diminishes. Now how is that going to happen, and what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mean? One is, the greatest loss is insofar as the akhirat is concerned. In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the flesh nourished by haram cannot enter Jannah. Rather, Jahannam is more worthy of such a flesh. Allah save us from this. That a man works hard, a man puts in a fair amount of effort, but whatever he derives is against the commandments of Allah. It is decreed haram in the Shariat. The whole akhirat of a person is lost. So that is the first loss that the ulama have spoken about in the commentary of this ayat, that our whole life is supposed to revolve around the akhirat, and hence here there is an absolute loss. Secondly, we find that there is a worldly loss. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, interest appears to increase, however it eventually diminishes. There was a great alim of the past, Imam Ma'mar rahimahumullah, a great personality. He used to say that we used to hear from our elders that they went into the lives of those people that took interest, those people that devoured interest, and we found that the maximum period of time that that wealth remained with them was for a period of 40 years. Now it's not necessary that it will be after 40 years, but what it means is that it does not carry on into the lineage, it does not carry on into the inheritance, the grandchildren or the great-grandchildren. Somewhere along the line, somebody becomes insolvent and a great loss is incurred. The third is the person is deprived of the barakah. He earned against the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will never be that barakah in the life of an individual. And then ulama have written, the fourth is frightening in that the person is deprived of tawfiq, the divine guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for that person to carry out the deeds that a person can earn the jannat and the akhirah. And of course, lastly, it may seem that everything is good, it may seem that there are great deals of acquisition, but these are only the things of comfort. The actual comfort, the actual solace in the heart, the peace and the contentment is never there in the hearts of those that have taken interest and in this way broken the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fifth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in these verses, فَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, that if you do not give up interest, then be warned of a war from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala making an announcement of a war. Allah is declaring war with a person that is dealing in interest, a person that is involved in interest, and who can withstand the power and the might of Allah, who can be victorious against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On this, just to deviate a little, we find that this is the ayat of the Quran Sharif, the declaration of war on a person that takes interest, a person that deals in interest. And the second is, we find in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he quotes a hadith, a Qudsi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person that harms the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, the awliya, the people that are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala declares war upon such an individual. Now the correlation, the relationship between these two are very strong. If you look at our lives, there are two systems that we have. One is the economic system. We in this world, we will earn, we will buy, we will sell, we will spend, we will invest. That is the one system of this earth. And then a person gets involved and a person brings about the concept of interest. We corrupting a natural system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. Earn, spend on yourself, spend on others. We've corrupted that system. And the other is the spiritual system, the dini, the Islamic system. And these awliya of Allah, these friends of Allah ta'ala, are there to look after that system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence, we find that when a person disturbs, a person harasses, a person insults, a person does any harm to a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is trying to corrupt this spiritual and Islamic system that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala declares war against an individual. Now when we look at the Sharia and we look at the robust system that Allah ta'ala has insofar as buyu is concerned, transactions are concerned, earning is concerned in Islam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has left many, many doors open for us to earn in a halal manner. And if we employ these systems that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened for us, Allah has made permissible for us, then there is no need for an individual to go into an interest-oriented system and create an entire disturbance in the system that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created. And as such, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to abide by these laws of Allah Rabbul Izzat, to keep away from dealing in interest. Again, those of us who are involved in it, we cannot come out because of certain circumstances. Mufti Taqi Uthmani, Damat Barakatuhum, has given a very simple solution. Continue to make tawbah, continue to make istighfar rather. Ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness and seek from Allah Ta'ala that we come out of it. Show Allah Rabbul Izzat that our willingness is to obey the commandments of Allah, and inshallah Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will take us out of that system. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.